This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israeli military says the hostages released by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas have returned to Israel. It said the hostages, who included 13 Israelis and four Thais, were being taken to hospitals for observation and to be reunited with families. The hostages were released late Saturday on the second day of a four-day ceasefire with Hamas. Israel is set to free 39 Palestinian prisoners early Sunday under the agreement. An Israeli-owned ship was targeted in a suspected Iranian attack in the Indian Ocean. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A U.S. official has told the AP that an Israeli-owned ship has been targeted in a suspected Iranian attack in the Indian Ocean. A container ship owned by an Israeli billionaire has come under attack by a suspected Iranian drone. The attack in the Indian Ocean comes as Israel wages war on Hamas in Gaza. The U.S. defense official told the AP that the Malta-flagged vessel was suspected to have been targeted by a triangular-shaped Shahed drone while in international waters. The drone exploded, causing damage to the ship, but not injuring any of its crew. I'm Karen Shamas.
Emotion runs high as thousands gathered in Jerusalem on Saturday to protest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's mishandling of the hostage situation and the war against Hamas. Protesters with Israeli flags, banners, and signs condemning Netanyahu demanded he leave office. Israeli leaders have sworn to free the rest of the hostages as the military pursues an invasion of Gaza launched in the wake of the October 7th Hamas attack, which killed around 1,200 people, according to an Israeli tally. The military campaign has killed around 14,000 Palestinians, according to Palestinian medical authorities, and reduced much of Gaza to rubble. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit VOA News.